This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We need your second opinion. Call the fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit Superbook.com.
All right, Tinky and Tierney rolling on here on this Football Friday. We're going to get back to the calls here, 877-337-6666. We got you until 2, and then it's Cardinal Roberts coming up at that point. But it is time to do a little damage.
This show makes picks, but this show actually makes picks that'll put money in your pocket. We've got nearly 10 years of evidence to back it up. Buckle in and get your wallets ready as BT pops on his shades and becomes Sharp Tierney.
You know, I got to tell you, it is getting a little tough to get the traction that I'm used to here, Mr. Barber. Sharp Tierney's Friday Football Picks brought to you by Charles Turwit. Shop now for your new go-to shirt at ctshirts.com and by the New York State Office of Addiction Services and Supports. So I thought I was kind of, you know, coming out of the weeds, getting ready to go on a nice little run here. I had back-to-back 4-2 weeks, and then last week I dropped back down to 2-4. So I had worked hard to get back to even footing, and here we are, 35-39 on the year against the spread. Obviously looking for a whole heck of a lot more than that. Let's go. I'm not even hitting any college games this week, which have not been a lot of 1-1s on college, 1-1,
yeah.
1-1 down.
There's not a ton in left, right? Yeah, the championship games and...
Didn't see anything I loved,
Tiki. Yeah, I hear you.
So I'm not going to just force something down there. You know, I'm not going to just jam a game up the A-gap. You know what I mean? You got to find a game that you like. So I am going to start with the Packers, -3 at Chicago. Now, Aaron Rodgers bagged up. We know that. Justin Fields going to play. Now, I think by the time this thing goes off, and this very well might sway whether or not I would put anything behind this, if it drops to 3... And I think you'll get some late money on Green Bay. I think. I'm not guaranteed about that, but I think that it's probably advisable to lay off of it. But if you could still get it at 3.5 right now, which is what I have it at, Bears +3.5 at home, Justin Fields coming back. I know the Bears looked awful. We just saw them against the Jets. Packers, they're going nowhere. And Justin Fields on the field makes it a totally different dynamic for Chicago. Give me the Bears +3.5. We'll see what happens. Let's go. Ring it up, Big Zoo. Oh, Big Zoo. All right, Pitt at the Falcons. Over-under's 42. Teak, what do you think I'm doing here?
Pitt at the Falcons. I'm going to say you're
Pittsburgh
going...
at the Falcons.
I would say under.
No. That means Teak was not listening because he almost always gets these right.
I know.
I'm thinking. What were you researching the game you're doing this weekend? No. Looking up some exotic soccer bet? You're not listening to anything I'm saying.
I am writing my Magnus
writing poetry.
Recap.
Oh,
Magner's
for
World
soccer.
Cup recap.
Yeah, I knew it was something with soccer. You know what? You're wrong. All right. Pittsburgh at the Falcons. I'm going to take the over. Not dramatically over.
It's indoor. I can see that.
All right. I'm done with you, buddy. You didn't help me out at all. Just get back
off.
To writing your soccer script there, will you? Listen to me, not him. Except when he's talking about soccer. Then listen to him. I'll take the over. Pittsburgh at the Falcons. It's 42. All right, you know I'm touching both the Jets and the Giants. So, I told you last week that the Jets would dismantle. I mean, it wasn't the most, aggressive call ever. I mean, it's the Bears. They were ransacked. I'm definitely taking those Jetsies again. Give me the 3 just in case. I even said take the Jets. Well, if you remember last week, I said maybe juice that up a little bit more. Remember I said maybe get up to like minus 10, minus 12, kind of get a little wacky with that.
Listen, smart.
I know. It worked out. They crushed them. The Jets are good. We're way past the point of, oh, can the Jets hang? Mm-hmm. What you need to convince yourself of is, can the Jets find a way to not stop, no one's stopping him, somewhat slow down Justin Jefferson, somewhat, who's the best receiver in the football? My answer is yes. Now, Michael Carter's ankle, all right, you get a little bit more from Bam this year, this week. There's some other variables that I don't know the answer to yet. But I know that the Jets, from top to bottom, are a very good football team. Jets plus 3 at Vikes. Bang it. Bang it. Book it. Cook it. Lock it. All right. How about those Giants? Giants, the G-men, Big Blue.
You're going there.
Hosting the Commanders. It's 2.5. You know what? First of all, anytime I see a home team that I respect getting points,
home dogs,
I am generally inclined to jump into that part of the pool. And since I'm all about spreading the good juju around the New York football scene right now, if you want to know the honest truth, I think the Commanders are better than the Giants. I've said that all week here. But I do like the Giants at the plus 2.5. Give it to Giants. I don't know if they win. I hope that they do. But I'm taking the 2.5. Let's go, Giants. Play well. Come on. All right. How about San Francisco? San Francisco, here we come. Host in Miami. Who is Tua? Anybody real? My partner tells me every day that he knows who Tua is. I don't know if you really even know.
I know
who Tua
is one of the MVP favorites right now.
Yes, I also know that Tua is about to go into a very different type of ring this weekend when he takes on the Niners defense. You know what? I think this is the kind of game that forces us to reevaluate the state of the AFC when we come back to work on Monday when we reconvene. I think the Niners smack him around. Mm. I think they punish him. I think they cover the 4. Give me the Niners minus 4 over Tua and the Fins.
If Tua and the Dolphins win,
well, then I will be wrong.
Then you'll be scared because the 49ers are as good a team as
theirs. Then I will forget the fact that I ever said this on the radio until somebody tweets me and reminds me of it.
They're playing as good as anybody right now. Even though Chris McCaffrey's hurt again.
He's always banged up, this banged guy. Up, come man. On. Do you have a little theory behind that?
Bad cells?
No, not that theory. Anything else?
No.
You sure?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah. All right. Kansas City at Cincinnati. The over-under is a hefty 53. I'm taking the over. I'm going to take the over. Kansas City at Cincinnati. Over. Let's go. All right. So, in summation, I got a couple of over-unders. I got a couple of local teams, obviously. The Steelers at the Falcons. Over-under. Give me the over. It's 42. Give me the Packers. Pardon me. Give me the Bears. Plus 3.5 to cover and explore the money lines if you want to get a little wacky against the Packers. Jets plus 3 against the Vikings. Let's go, Jets. Giants plus 2.5. Hosting the Commanders. Let's go, Giants. Niners to punish Tua. Cover the 4 at least there. Kansas City, Cincinnati over 53. There it is. So, Sheriff Tierney picks. Hopefully we have a good week. Hopefully we'll make some money. Be smart. Be careful. And don't chase. Never borrow money to bet. All that stuff that hopefully you guys know. And it should be for fun. It should be to add a little enhancement to the game because, as we all know, the games are more fun when you have a few bucks on the game. Let's just call it for what it is. 100%. Nobody can deny that.
Yes. You could have put Team USA into your.
Are we going to win tomorrow? Seriously.
I am nervous about the scoring. Nobody thought US was getting out of the group.
I did.
First of all. They haven't conceded a goal except for on the spot kick. And they played great defensively. Tyler Adams has been fantastic. Matt Turner, the goalie, has been really good too, but I worry about the scoring. And Christian Pulisic, who is gonna play, we don't know if he's starting yet. We haven't seen Berhalter's lineup yet, but he's been the only offense. Mm-hmm. He assisted on Timo Weah's first goal, and then he scored the one against Iran where he got drilled, had that pelvic contusion. So if he's compromised, you're now stuck with a non-ball handling 9. And a wing who hasn't played, right? So you just it just feels like it's going to get dicey. With that being said, the strings that Greg Berhalter has pulled have worked.
But haven't the first half strings been a little bit better than the second half strings?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
I'm a little worried about some of the second half strategies here, to be honest with you. And I don't even know that much about soccer, and I notice it.
And Cody Gakpo has been fantastic, and for the Netherlands, they have a good D as well. Our guy, Big Zoo's and my guy for Liverpool, Virgil van Dijk, is on the back end there for the Netherlands. I'm going to say they find a way to win because it's going to be 1-0. They're going to win 1-0. That's what I believe.
That is not objective analysis. That is heartfelt analysis, which I respect, by the way. But I think deep down, you're very worried about this game.
I'm very worried.
Yeah, I could tell.
Very worried.
Okay.
Very worried. Big Zoo's not. You disagree? Why are you not worried, Zoo?
Maybe I think they were playing with nothing to lose.
Just tell me who's scoring.
I guess I'm just thinking, you know, we have nothing to lose going into this game. I think the Dutch team has a lot of...
What do you mean we have nothing to lose? We have a World Cup game to lose.
Nothing to lose.
We're young. This is building towards 2026.
Don't give me the house money.
I don't want to hear that.
We got house money. If we're here...
We might not even advance the next time around. You can't take it for granted.
I'm not advanced, yeah, but we'll be in it regardless.
You know, I know.
Yeah.
I just also believe that this team is going to find a way to win this game, and I think it's going to happen on PKs.
Okay, tell me who's scoring.
He's going to choke.
All right, tell me who's scoring.
I think it's going to be 1-1. I think we get one from Serginho Dest.
Serginho Dest.
Lock it up, Serginho.
It's his home country, the Netherlands. That's where he's born.
He's dropping names. He sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
His header on the Pulisic goal against Iran was a thing of beauty.
I'll buy it.
Even though the service from Weston McKennie was probably more pretty.
Oof.
So.
Okay.
We seeing Gio Reyna? Is that happening?
Yes.
We are going to see Gio Reyna.
I think he's going to go extra time. You're going to have
to play.
I know.
He's got to play.
Something's off.
He's played like five minutes. Maybe a little more than that.
I think seven. Seven or eight.
He's got to play.
You know what was funny? You were talking earlier. I almost threw this in there. So you were talking earlier about, God, it'd be nice if they had an injury that they could save Zach Wilson, you know, was hurt with, and that way it made it easy for Mike White to be the quarterback.
Just to be clear, I said make up an injury. I don't want to see Zach get hurt.
I almost said, well, Berhalter's got to make Gio make up an injury because he hasn't played.
Yeah.
And nobody knows why.
A little politics going on here at the Team USA level?
You know,
a little favors?
A big deal was made about him walking into the celebration at the U.S. Hotel in Qatar with his headphones on. Everybody else is celebrating, and he's got his headphones on like, don't bother me. Like, he wasn't celebrating. But they also have a conflicting image right after U.S. beat Iran of him going up and hugging Greg Berhalter. So he hugged the coach. So it's like,
okay,
which image are we?
I'm going to take the one of hugging the coach.
I would agree.
That seems to be more sincere. Yes. Maybe the man was locked up in his own world and he was in his own thoughts, listening to music.
If you hug somebody,
unless you're the biggest phony in the world, that's generally a sign of sincerity.
I think you're right.
I'm going to take it as...
And he got off the bus after how long that trip took. Who knows?
Yeah.
Back to the hotel.
Yeah, I just want to get back into that.
I just want to get back to my room.
I don't care about
Depends
that.
On what movies we watch. If you watch like a mafia movie, you give a kiss on the cheek, it might be the end.
That's true, too. That's true, too.
Hey, don't mess up the narrative, Hoff.
Where are you going to watch the games? Do I know, you know... You're going out? Yeah, I know you're going out to watch this game.
I'm actually not. I'm going to be sitting right in this seat.
Oh, you're working tomorrow morning.
Yes, I got you, brother.
I will be in Indianapolis in my hotel room watching.
Let's go.
Yeah, now what time does the Big Ten champ? That's a night,
seven.
Right?
Yeah, seven. So that's, are they an hour back? I think Indy's an hour back.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Indy is.
So I think it's eight. We're on air at 7:30 or something like that.
So Teague's doing the Big Ten championship, for those who don't know, Purdue and Michigan. So what time will you have to get to the stadium and all that
stuff? We'll go at 5 local.
Oh, so you'll watch the whole game?
Oh, yeah. I'll see the whole thing.
Are you going to watch it with some other people? Or just
maybe.
Order a little tea and...
I don't...
what are you going to have, knowing this guy?
I have a tea and crumpets down at the bar.
He's going to have a little tofu.
Mr. Barber, would you like a beer? No, I can have tea and crumpets, please.
No, it's not a stretch, dude. It's not a stretch. So you're going to watch it by yourself?
I'm sure there'll
be a... You're going to FaceTime Rondé and do a little soccer thing together?
No, we get on our little telegraph.
You do, don't you?
Our telegraph thing. I'm sure there'll be a ton of soccer fans down there.
Oh, absolutely.
Just watching it, I'm jacked up for the game.
I'm pumped.
Yeah,
let's go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.